weightlifting athlete from the UAE. She is female. She's
making us proud.
She's opened the doors. she's got, I think, a lot of your... You would have had women around you. You would have had family even maybe that would have gone, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? I got into radio. When I got into radio, my parents for the first 4 years were like, you're wasting your time. Go get an education. Go do this. What are you doing? Da, blah, blah. Now, they don't say anything. I fly them business class here. And they stop talking. You would have gone through some issues, I'm sure, as a female UAE wanting to be a weightlifter.
Absolutely. It has not been an easy journey, and I can tell you that it was, what's some of the comments that I used to get is things like, Amna, you belong in the kitchen.
Oof.
Yeah, and actually my response is, yes, I do. You know why? Because when I get strong. It's not, that's what I eat and, like, feed my muscles, dude.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a big challenge in the beginning, but now you fast forward a few years later, you see a lot of changes happening, especially in the UAE, where there's a big push for women in sports.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, even... brands like Nike have worked with me where I went to Portland and consulted with them on creating the Nike hijab, and that's, you know, everywhere now.
You competed. Yeah. Did you compete with the hijab on as well when you were weightlifting at any time?
I was competing the hijab, but not the Nike hijab. That showed, actually, that kind of came out after I finished my journey in weightlifting, because I got injured, and the injury had to, like, I had to, like, sit down for a while after that.
So you were competing just in a regular hijab, were you? And then that's why the guys, for example, at Nike were like, hold on a second, there are women here competing that need to be comfortable. And you know, okay, so that's amazing. So you went to Portland and you sat there and said, this is what we want as a woman when we're competing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we had, like, a sit-down. We chatted about how they can serve female athletes better, especially Muslim women who want to do sports in hijab. So it's giving them a solution.
Cool.
So there's no more excuses about, oh, no, I cannot do sports because I cannot find the right hijab.
So cool. Mm. I love that.
What is your message to women who might be... I guess, afraid to get into sports? Maybe that's their passion, but they're thinking...
Not even just sports. What do you want to say to women in general who are sitting at their workplace depressed? They're not happy at home. They're just not... They're going... Like, what do you want to say? You're empowering not only, I say, men, but you're obviously empowering women. What do you want to say to them?
I don't know if you guys know, but I actually used to work as a full-time journalist and I quit my job to pursue sports.
Really?
So I understand the struggle that they're going through, and it's a scary step to take. But in life, if you really want to have the best of the best, you have to just kind of take that step and that leap of faith on what you want to do and what you want to achieve. You will fail, but you got to get up and try again. And it's not about whether you succeed or not, because success and failure comes and goes.
Mm.
So just enjoy the journey and do what makes you, you know, feels your, like, soul on fire.
Makes you happy.
Good on you, man. Listen, there's an event happening. It's called Ladies with Zest. You are going to be down there on the panel. You can get them on Instagram. It's at Ladies with Zest. It's happening at the Cove Beach on Monday, hosted by NG, who's an amazing woman herself. Now, yourself's going to be on the panel, just talking about, as a woman, what you've done. But there's also a few other ladies and guys around there as well, aren't there?
There will be two women who would share the panel discussion with me, and it's Saja Kamal and then Hamid Qasimi. So I'm very excited to have them on board and, like, just discuss our challenges, how we can inspire women better, what we can do to improve, you know, woman empowerment.
The first Arab woman to ever go to the North Pole, is
amazing.
That right?
Yes.
She'll be on the show next week as well.
Really? This is great. I love this. So at Ladies with Zest on Instagram, if you want to check it out, it's happening next Monday at the Cove Beach. Amna Al-Haddad, what are you on Instagram? Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram. At amna.s.alhaddad.
Okay, amna.s.alhaddad.
Yes.
You're doing the UAE very proud. You're doing women proud as well. So well done. Give her a big round of applause.
Thank you
for coming
so much.
Thank you so much.